You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Not every morning is easy, but this one should get your day going. Welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you guys for hanging out with us for this episode number 570. Glad that you're with us. Another good question today, I think. Digging it.
You know what? We've got a question today talking about business, getting leads, you know, working your business. I'm just going to say this, guys. You are your own biggest enemy. You are your own biggest obstacle when it comes to getting work. You've got to gamify this in your mind and figure out some way to overcome your fears for just reaching out and calling people. Because here's the thing, if you do cold calls and you offer an actual valuable service, you're helping someone increase their sales, if you can communicate that efficiently and effectively, you're gonna get business rather quickly. This is a very hot topic. It's something that people are very interested to see. They're engaged, they wanna know more about it. Some people even hire you just to learn more. I mean, seriously, that's happened. So before we answer this question and before we even play the question, I just wanna preface it all with, guys, how much work you get comes down to how much time you put on putting on the phone and making relationships and following up with people. Follow up is so important. All right, Rob, I've done my spiel. I tried to tone it down a little bit, didn't want to be too cocky, and just give people my real, like, guys, this question's going to be about how to get business. And the answer is figure out who you want to call, what kind of client you want, figure out the higher purpose. What's the purpose of making these calls? To build relationships, to provide people with the service. How are you going to do that? And then just go do it. Don't just stop thinking about it and just go do it. Because remember, guys, in this world, you can know what the right thing to do is, but knowing what the right thing to do for your business is not going to put your business in a good place, because there's a difference between knowing and doing. So as soon as you realize that, as soon as you make the calls, you go out, you go to these networking events, you don't be shy, you focus on other people. This is how you're gonna grow your business. All right, Rob.
Wait, ding, 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 I know that. How do I get business? This is the Jeopardy version of Ask Drone You. I'm just kidding. So we are gonna go ahead and play the question.
What is cold calls? Right. What is email funnels? What is Facebook advertising? What is relationships?
And we'll actually maybe even go a little bit deeper. But yeah, you pretty much summed it up. So shall we talk about?
Yeah, so one business that has done a great job of building funnels at advertising and marketing is our good friends at Videoblocks. So this question today is sponsored by Videoblocks. If you're in production, you're reaching out, you've got these cold calls, you've got the jobs coming in, you need some extra footage. I've been in this position many times. I forgot to collect footage, or maybe I could use some extra B-roll, some aerials of a unique spot. Even yesterday, Rob, I was telling my friend Kayla in Phoenix, actually Sarah's friend, she's looking to shoot videos, you know, for her mom's jewelry store. And I told her that she should really check out the stock footage on videoblocks.com. And you can check it out yourself. It's free for 7 days if you go to videoblocks.com/droneu, where they have an entire new collection for you to check out. All right, Robbo, why don't you go ahead and play that funky question?
Hey, Paul and Rob. My name is Andres Ayala. I am in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I have a business named The Druid Fleet, and I'm more of a new business owner and new to this industry. You know, droning and photography has always been a hobby of mine, just never went forward with it and did it. My question is that being a new business owner and trying to get new business is probably one of the hardest things to do as a new business owner. What is your advice to go and get that new business besides, you know, getting out there and passing business cards? Should I make pamphlets? What info should I give to the clients? I'm just trying to get out there and talk to everybody as much as I can. I love your guys' website. Thank you for everything you do. And hopefully I hear back from you guys. Thank you.
First of all, thank you, Andre, for, your honesty and, being a little bit vulnerable, frankly, by saying, help me, I need to go get business and I'm not exactly sure what to do. One of the things that you said in your own question was, I'm out there talking to people.
That's the first step.
That's what you got to do. And I think, because we've had these questions before, folks, and if you've been listening for a while, you've heard us answer this question multiple times, or at least something very, very similar to it. And the bottom line is, there is no easy answer. There's no, well, if you wear a button-up shirt with a collar and the collar is buttoned down and you wear a brown belt with brown shoes and you have the right outfit, then they're going to come right to you and you're going to have all the business you want. There are no formulas. The formula, well, that's not true. There's no easy formula. The formula is hard work. And it sounds like you're willing to do that. It sounds like we're dealing with something that, Paul, you mentioned before we actually played the question. And Andre, you're not alone in this. And I think it's just challenging for people to get out there and expose yourself, so to speak. Don't take that in the way that I know a lot of people will take that. But just be vulnerable and be prepared, natural. Be prepared for people to say, I don't need your services at this time. And one of the things in some of our other businesses that relate to sales that we always looked at was, if they don't unequivocally say, no, don't ever call me again, we're going to have some sort of system to continue to reach out to those people. And until they are tired of us, and sometimes they'll tell you if they're tired.
And sometimes it can take 5 to 7 impressions before someone actually acts on your communication, and that's okay.
Yeah, because you might be going to somebody and talking to them, and they're just not ready. And they don't even know, but subconsciously, they're not wanting to tell you to go away and never come back, because subconsciously even, they know that sometime in the future, they actually might want to use the services that you're talking about, because you're communicating the value that you'll bring them, which is so critical. Think through how you're going to communicate the value that you're going to bring to them. And you've talked about that a lot on the podcast.
I have. It's really important. And I feel like it's really important also to understand that patience is profitable. Mm-hmm. You know, you may reach out to someone and you may get really antsy and start wanting to reach out to them and reach out to them and reach out to them. And guys, that's not going to build business. You know, you don't want to seem needy. You don't want to ever seem like you need business, because no one is going to want to work with you. They're going to think that something is wrong. So having that patience and that fortitude to just, you know, hold out. If someone says, I'll call you in a week, and you know, a week goes by, they don't call you, and you wait a couple days and then call them, and be really nice about it. You know, I think that you're going to get a long way with people. Right. It's like you said, be genuine, be true to yourself, yep. But you can't be afraid either. And if someone says no to you, okay, move on to the next person.
Right.
That's a faster way to move on to the next person. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you have somebody that tells you no, you're right, they've done you a favor in the sense that, okay, that one's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Can move on to the next one.
I will say though, you know, you guys have to build relationships with these people. It's got to be more about than you just trying to sell yourself. You have to learn about them, be genuinely interested about your client and how you could really augment their business to increase efficiency and decrease costs. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's really interesting as I think through this, as we're answering this question, Paul, and I think to the community of Drone U folks, and how many stories. We just had one, I think, yesterday. When a member, and this happens quite often, when a member says, I finally broke through. I had a killer day, got 3 new clients. This client needs 10 of these. This client needs 8 of these. And this client wants me to do this for 6 months. And it all just culminated in this one day that they never saw coming. But it happened because they just kept taking one step at a time. And I love to see those stories. And they're happening all the time. They're just persistent in the right way. And then one of the things that I'm noticing is that people doing, particularly in real estate, but it would work in any kind of any kind of genre, people are doing presentations to real estate offices and so forth. And it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone.
And the only way it's going to work, though, is you could meet 30 amazing people that are all interested in your service, and unless you follow up with them, you're not going to get any business. So there is so much to this sales cycle, and you have to make sure that you implement each part of the sales cycle. I always tried looking for a shortcut, and there is no such thing as a shortcut, especially if you want high profit, low maintenance clients. Straight up.
Which is what you want.
Yeah, it's exactly
as often as you can get them. So if you were just starting out, what are the top 5 things that you would do if you're in Andre's position? On the spot.
I look at this as two separate fronts, online and in person. In person, I would join a chamber of commerce that gives me the greatest benefits possible. So, for example, in Albuquerque, there's the Hispano Chamber of Commerce, but it's just the same people over and over again at the same old networking events. Like, there's nothing really new that happens. The Albuquerque Business Chamber, though, lets you go on Good Morning New Mexico if you just buy a chamber membership. Mm. So I would join them. I would try to attend one networking meeting a month. I would reach out to associations in the fields that I wanted to deploy my services in. If that's land brokerages, if that's ranches, if that's agriculture, if that's cell phone towers, it really depends on what type of service that you want to go after. If you're looking for the recurring revenue, you know, you're going after construction guys, you're going after wind towers, cell towers, power lines. I would really stray people away from power lines. If you're not, if you haven't been flying drones for at least 3 years, I would stay away from power lines. That being said, where was I going with this? That being said, the in-person, so we've got the networking once per month, an association meeting once per month, and joining a conference or a chamber, excuse me, again, with the one that has the most benefits. And really, I would reach out to someone in the business community that you know and ask their personal opinion about the different chamber of commerces, because you will get drastically different results depending on where you go.
Right.
That being said, on the online version, I would create some sort of document that says the 10 ways that drones can augment your business, and then embed this document onto a lead page. And then I would have my demo videos. Remember, we talked about doing demo videos for each separate entity that you want to work for, or client that you want to work for. So I would make this document and then link the pictures to those videos and say, if people, like, you know, find out 10 ways that drones can augment your business. And I would put it out on Google AdWords and just advertise to my local community for anyone searching aerial photographer, aerial videographer, drone pilot, whatever. And then I would drive all that traffic to the lead page of 10 ways that drones can help save your business, provide some stats, and have something like an email collector say, are you interested in more, or are you interested in how drones can affect your custom business? Learn more here. And I would start capturing emails. Mm-hmm. And then once I start capturing emails, I'm going to send out a weekly or a monthly newsletter on services our business has done, how it helped other people, maybe a testimonial. And then that way you're creating this cyclical nature of marketing. So you've got this stuff going in person, you've got this stuff going online, and I guarantee you, you're going to generate revenue from both.
Absolutely.
So my greatest revenue growth and greatest revenue generator was through a relationship, and it was through doing a realtor tour. So remember the Don Imus realtor tour?
That's right.
Yep.
That was an unusual realtor tour, but nonetheless,
it was a $100,000 realtor tour.
Yeah.
I would later learn. So.
And so that actually brings up an interesting point, because you do also have to be creative, and finding things like these realtor tours are a great way to get plugged in. And by the way, if you're wondering about those, title companies are generally the places that are putting those on for realtors. And they just take them around 5, 6, 7, 8 houses, however many, and show each house and let all the realtors critique each house and why it's not selling. But you could plug yourself into that process.
It really gives you great insight, too, on what realtors want to see in showing a house. Which, if you then, you know, like in Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Jab, Jab, Hook, or whatever it is, he talks about giving your first deliverable for free. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get construction or real estate, do a job for free. But tell them, and I can't even believe this was in his book, and I later learned it because I've been saying this for 3 years, tell them it's going to be free and they cannot expect free work in the future. You're just trying to gain their trust, build a relationship with them, and show them how you can build value.
Absolutely. And on a tour, you could also be looking at the house and saying, boy, it would be really cool. I could make a really cool video about this aspect of your house that I think would have buyers see it in a whole new light that would help it sell. So you're going to be able to talk to these realtors on the spot about things like that. So that's another way to go about doing that. There's a lot of ways. You just got to get out and do it.
Totally.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You just got to go do it. And like Paul said, not be afraid. I'm not calling you out, Andre, but I know a lot of folks, most folks, are a little fearful of that whole process.
Yeah.
That's just kind of human nature.
How do you eat an elephant, Rob?
One little bite at a time.
Bite? by bite.
Bite by bite, yeah.
Baby steps, incrementalism. If you haven't heard the podcast by Freakonomics on incrementalism, that's how you can accomplish your biggest goals. That's the whole idea of us doing the Freedom Journal with our members to help them break down how they reach their goals and keep them accountable to reach their goals. Did you know this? Everyone in the Freedom Journal group reached their goal already.
That's amazing. It really is cool.
It's April 10th. We started, what, in February?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy? So
it just shows what focused, intentional movement towards that goal accomplishes.
It really does. And I'll say this. This is how I finally broke it down to be able to understand it. If I'm on the elliptical, don't judge me. Don't you judge me. If I'm on the elliptical, which I like to jack up the elevation, you know, I can hit 1,000 calories an hour, but only if I'm ensuring that I'm burning 100 calories every 8 minutes. So, like, I'm looking at the elliptical, like, okay, I'm almost 8 minutes. Have I hit 100? Have I hit 100? I haven't. Speed it up. So it's like this. You've got to really create these tangible small goals and then incrementally hit them, and then the big goal just becomes really easy in your mind to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll find that one, your goal is to just get that snowball up to the top of the mountain and then get it, start rolling down, and it will grow.
And I'll be honest with you, it's going to take you a year to 18 months to get a client list, recurring jobs, and revenue to build a business. So do not think that it can happen any sooner. It could, but the likelihood is very low, okay? So you need to be real with yourself, because patience is really profitable. You know, I say that, Rob, because my mom, my stepmom, you know my story. Yep. My stepmom always has taught me since I was very young that patience is a virtue and patience is the best thing that you can ever develop. And I was like, yeah, you're crazy. Like, patience just means lazy. Ha 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 ha. But no, patience is profitable, because if you have a steady mind and you're secure in yourself, you're confident in what you provide and you believe in your price point, everyone is just gonna be like, well, this guy's confident. Like, people must be hiring him all the time. Like, okay, I'm going to work with him.
There's a persona that you put off.
And a perception that's picked up.
Yeah, absolutely. My mama told me.
My mom always told me.
That patient people are happy people.
Did your mom always tell you that life is like a box of chocolates?
No.
You never know what you're going to get.
Mr. Gump did, though. Anyways, patience is an interesting element to all of this, but you're right. And I think of, like, in horrible traffic, the person that's patient and just kind of chilling, doing whatever they're doing, waiting for the traffic and not getting all upset and ticked off at someone getting in front of them or whatever, that's a happy person. The one who's ticked off and yelling at people and, you know, throwing the bird and, God forbid, shooting somebody, not a very happy person, right?
No. You bring up a good point, because, like, you can be in traffic, and if you're listening to a good podcast or a good book, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. And that's, I think, something really important to understand, people, is that if you set the tone, people will follow. So on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today, guys. I hope this helped you out. If it did, share it with someone who's starting a new business. Maybe it'll help them out. If you have a question, go to askadroni.com. And again, thank you for the reviews on the new study guide and the new book. That is the Part 107 Study Guide. We have now two books, published two in 6 months. Very proud of that. And if you need to get your Part 107 license, you want to turn your passion into profit, DroneU is the place to do it. In fact, let's take a quick second here. Rob, there was an email you got yesterday, right? An email it was from a member who canceled and then emailed Rob that he wanted back in. Why did he want back in, Rob?
It was a really cool email, and the quote is, "The community is just too valuable." That's it. So get me back in there right now. It was awesome. It is valuable. It's just a great group of people helping each other.
Have you guys checked it out?
Moving businesses forward.
Have you checked out the community yet? You should. Go to thedroneu.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is EDU. Boom, boom, boom.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.